Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we've got some really important stuff to talk about today. And first up, we've got Michael Saltzman. Michael is a member of our Brain Trust. He is the research fellow for our Employment Policy Institute, and he's brought some statistics, some research, to demonstrate the fallacy, the thing that creates a lot of unintended harmful consequences, the minimum wage. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back. Mike, the minimum wage thing has always been irritating to me. When I didn't even, before I even knew exactly all the harm that it could do, it just seemed like a socialistic thing to me. And it just, I don't know why, even before I had employees, minimum wage grated on me, because I've never had a job myself that my income wasn't tied to my performance. It had nothing to do with what the government, I've never been paid, even when I was a little kid, even when I was a teenager, I wasn't paid minimum wage. And because I wasn't worth a minimum wage in those days, which was only 95 cents, I think, an hour back in those days. But you've come today with some research to show how the minimum wage actually incredibly has the opposite effect of what its proponents intend.
Absolutely, yeah. I think probably the problem that you had with minimum wage from the early age is that you realize that the demand curves do slope downward. That there's a relationship between the price of something and the quantity supplied. And there's a new study here from Dr. Joe Stavia. He's an economist at the United States Military Academy. So economists have long understood that raising the minimum wage can price less experienced employees out of a job. Costs go up and employers try to do more with less. You know, maybe they hire more experienced employees. They move towards automation or self-service. And what Dr. Sabia does here is take that to the next step and say, well, look, if people are losing their jobs because of a higher minimum wage, do these extravagant claims we hear from activist groups about a minimum wage being a shot in the arm for the economy, does that really make sense? And it turns out they don't. He found that increases in the minimum wage haven't boosted the economy at all. And can actually have a slight negative effect on some industries that employ less experienced employees.
Well, what is, when you and I talked about this last, there was a minimum wage increase in the offing, which was going to come up later in the year, but now that's happened, right? I mean, what is minimum wage? $7.15 or what is it now?
Yeah, so the minimum wage is $7.25. It went up in the federal minimum wage went up in three stages. Between 2007 and 2009, but in the intervening time, and this is probably what we were discussing, there have been a number of state increases.
Some states actually have their own. Some cities have their own minimum wage, don't they?
Yeah, in fact, San Francisco is leading the nation, if you can lead the nation in this. And their minimum wage is $9.92 an hour.
Wow!
And then in San Francisco, actually, you'll find this interesting. They actually have two additional things. They have a paid sick leave mandate and a health care ordinance, which basically makes the cost of an entry level employee in that city something north of $12 an hour.
Wow!
If you can imagine paying a 16-year-old or whatever $12 an hour to bag groceries,
to bus tables.
To bus tables, right? Yeah. We wonder why there's a teen job crisis. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing how, you said economists know, but you know what? Apparently all economists don't know, because some economists think minimum wage is just fine. I don't consider those guys real economists. That's what their education is, I guess. But I don't understand how any economist could think minimum wage is a positive thing. you know, I'm gonna go over to the dark side here for a second, Michael, just for argument's sake. All right, I'm gonna say in 2011 that nobody should be, obviously nobody should be paid 50 cents an hour, a dollar an hour, if you know, to just to abuse someone. But the idea that the government gets involved and regulates the price of labor, to me, is the opposite of free market capitalism.
Well, yeah, you know, I think there's a misconception out there that the people earning the minimum wage are so, you know, overwhelmingly sort of impoverished adults. And you hear that, we've heard that statistic a lot recently, like, you know, in justifying the call for more wage increases. They say 3/4 of minimum wage earners are adults.
Right.
But what this statistic does is it gives a very misleading impression. You know, if you look at data from the U.S. Census Bureau, you see that nearly 40% of the beneficiaries of the last federal minimum wage increase were people living at home with a parent or another relative.
It was clearly a second or third income, right?
Well, then that was the thing. So that was if they were teens, but the remainder was a lot of second or third earners. In fact, the average family income of one of those folks was $47,000 a year. And so you're really the people in there that are really sort of impoverished adults. It's a small percentage, and there are other programs out there that are sort of already targeted at them.
But this is like a lot of government programs. This is designed to help a few people, but it actually ripples through the entire economy, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it can. You know, and you don't always see it in the overall numbers, but and often that's sort of used deceptively when they say, well, look, jobs kept growing after the minimum wage went up. And so the key is you really have to look at the right groups. You know, you have to look at the folks that are less experienced, the folks that are younger. Those are the ones that are really take a bite when the minimum wage goes up, because they just don't have the skill set to qualify for the higher pay.
Well, exactly. And so when you've got those kinds of, federally mandated wages, folks, and like in San Francisco, where the city and the state have their own wages, a minimum wage, and it goes up, this is when companies turn to technology. They turn to other alternatives, because you know what? Not only does it become almost as cost effective, but that technology shows up every day and doesn't give any back talk. And that's what happens. We come back after these messages. That's what Michael and I are going to talk about. Who is minimum wage actually harming? It's the people who they intend to help. They're actually being harmed. And he's got the statistics on that. We'll talk about that after these messages. And we will talk about technology, how technology has impacted this situation. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.